Saturday, July the 18th, and this is Tim Pitchell here to talk more about procrastination. I received a comment from Fleur about the post, "Are you taking an e-break?" And Fleur, thanks so much for this. It's great to have a response to respond to in terms of choosing what might be the most relevant boo. This is what Fleur wrote. "Do you have any tips on working behind the computer? It's not difficult to keep sitting behind the computer, but working on writing is very hard. There are so many more fun things to do once you sit behind your computer. I find it much easier to study when I don't need the computer. It's such a distraction, but of course for writing, I really do need it." That's so such a great comment, Fleur. I agree with you. The first thing that you said there is that working on writing is very hard. And I think that's crucial to acknowledge, that that's part of that affect of forecasting, of not giving in to feel good, of recognizing that writing is very hard. And writing isn't always just moving your fingers on the keyboard. Writing involves just thinking and working through ideas and reading and checking facts. So the first thing to acknowledge is it's very hard. And of course, then it can lead to lots of negative emotions like, this sucks, I don't want to do this. And of course, fun is only a keystroke away. And we do like to give in to feel good. And also we like the immediate reward. So these are kind of propensities of the way we are as human beings. And it takes effort to get past that. It's, in a sense, procrastination's the easiest route to take, the distraction. So I wanted to speak briefly today to, well, what can you do? Now, a lot of people offer the simple advice of, well, shut the stuff off. You know, don't have your email running in the background so you get notified when you have a new email or MSN or Audioboo or whatever it is that you typically check, you know, your Facebook update or Facebook pictures, whatever it is. Of course, people will say, shut it off. But the problem with that is that I'm likely to procrastinate on shutting it off. It's called a second order procrastination. I know the route to doing better, but I procrastinate even on doing that. So instead, I have some brief comments about just focusing one's attention. So when you have that moment where you think, I'll just check my email or I'll just update my status on Facebook, use that thought as a flag to initiate a new behavior. This is an implementation intention. Maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow specifically about the nature of an implementation intention. But for now, just think, okay, when I have this thought, what that's going to allow me to do is think, not just, oh, check it, but hey, I'm about to procrastinate. And what I'm going to do now is remind myself of my values and my goals, a process called self-affirmation. And this self-affirmation actually can strengthen willpower, or at least bring back new reserves of when your willpower is flagging. So for today, I want you to think, well, one of the strategies is when I think about putting it off and just doing something else, it'll only take a minute, use that as a moment to self-affirm your values and you're more likely to stay on task. If you want to know more about this, attention and mindfulness and implementation intentions, Fleur, check out procrastination.ca and look at the blogs for Psychology Today. More tomorrow, and thanks again for your response.